Episode 3041, A Little Goes a Long Way.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you planning on spending your day? Well, I hope you have a little room today for healthy living. Yes, you got to live a quality life. In order to do that, you got to have a healthy lifestyle. So let's talk about it. A little goes a long way. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS It newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, I hope you are ready for something extraordinary in your life, because God created you on purpose for a purpose. And in order to live out your calling, exactly designed for you, unique for your fingerprints, you have to live a healthy life, because your health is your wealth. So what do you do when the temptation to indulge in unhealthy actions leads your day? Don't fret about being perfect. A little goes a long way. You know, it's super easy to indulge in unhealthy foods. It's easy to skip workouts and live with the bad habits. But the good news is that even small changes can make a significant impact on your health. There's something about less is more. So what are you doing more of that if you would do less of, that would change your healthy outlook? Well, maybe it's overeating processed foods. What does your pantry look like? What do you have in there? Recently, I've been cleaning out my pantry. With a very large family, I tend to buy in bulk. And lately I've been like, whew, we're just not going through some things. And so I'm getting rid of stuff. I'm looking at expiration dates. I'm like, seriously? And some of it can last for a while, depending upon how you store it. Others, you're like, yeah, no way, trash. It just has got to go. What does your pantry look like? Are you one who has more of the processed food in your home versus the healthy refrigerated food? What is it? What about drinking more sugar? What if you were to do less of drinking more sugar? Are you having too much of those Pepsis and Cokes? Are you indulging in those sugary drinks at 2 o'clock and you just need that pick me up and go? And so it's like, yeah, I got this. This is going to be my energy drink. Have you looked at what's in that energy drink? Just saying. Maybe you're staying up way too late. You think you're still young. And you're not getting any younger, but you think you are. And so you just keep expanding your hours. You're like, I can conquer the world if I just stay up a little bit longer. Probably not so much. Maybe you're not moving at all, except to get the kids to school and to take them to their activities. What does that exercise regimen look like for you? Or wait, maybe it doesn't even exist. Oh, and how about this? Enjoying caffeinated beverages. How much caffeine are you taking in? Do you start the day with caffeine? Are you one who wakes up and you're like, I gotta have my coffee? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying I want you to look at your lifestyle and be honest about it. Because if you do less of the above, then that makes more room to do more because you are doing less. Don't you love that? Do more because you're doing less. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. You have got to do more when you're doing less of what's bad or what isn't as healthy. And you've got to look at your own lifestyle, because you can't look at my lifestyle. You'll look at me and say, whew, I don't know, Christiane, maybe you're just too healthy. At times I wish I was, but oh, I still have room for growth there. I'm not perfect by any means. But we've got to look at our lifestyle honestly. Now, I'm not saying that 20% of the time you can't enjoy that indulgence of chips and salsa with that sugary drink. Oh, yeah, okay, maybe so. Enjoy that. But 80% of the time, 85%, 90%, whatever works for your body, okay, you have to do what's right for you, not what's right for me, because unfortunately, I have to be a little bit more regimented. I don't like it, but that's my body for me. And so, what is it for you? What do you need to do more because you're doing less of something else? Well, let's think about water. If you're hydrating yourself with carbonation of sugary drinks, if you let that go, then you can drink more water. And when you drink more water, you stay hydrated. And guess what? That wakes up your cells. And when your cells are awake and they're hydrated, you perform better. Your body is alert. Your mind is focused. If you're getting that lull midday and you're just like, oh, I'm just so tired. Or watch what you eat and drink. And if all of a sudden in 15 to 30 minutes or so, maybe for some 45 minutes, all of a sudden you're like, why am I so groggy all of a sudden? What did you eat prior to that? What did you drink prior to that? Seriously, analyze it. Because I promise you, when you start looking at what you're eating and what you're drinking, you're going to equate it to what follows after. It's the after part of what's hurting you, right? The during, it's like, oh, the sugar drink, it tastes wonderful. It's good. It's tantalizing to my taste buds. But afterwards, it slows you down. You lose your clarity. Your focus is no longer there. And then pretty soon you're like, okay, I just need a nap. You take a nap and you don't get anything done. Then you stay up late. Oh my goodness, do you see what happens? It's a downward spiral that is not helping you with your healthy living. So drink water. What about if you were to take the stairs? What if you were to park when you go grocery shopping at the very end of the aisle? Not trying to go as close as you can, but at the very end of the aisle. What do you think would happen? Well, I know what would happen. Your heart rate would raise up. It would be like, yes, it's on point. If you take the stairs, right? If you've got a little incline, whether you're walking up the stairs, down the stairs, if you're walking up a hill, not very many parking lots now are just straight even. There's some up and down and all around. It's not like a roller coaster, but you have some movement. Your body has to adjust. It has to balance. It forces your legs to do something. And if all you're doing is taking the kids to and from school to activities, maybe you get out and you walk about 30 steps and you sit back down again. Think about how much you're sitting, not about what you're doing. Because a lot of times we're not moving enough. We're sitting more than we're moving. So take the stairs. Increase that heart rate. Expand those lungs. Breathe deeply. Seriously. I mean, studies suggest that taking the stairs instead of the elevator can reduce the risk of heart disease and improve your overall health. Can I get an amen to that? Do what you need to do. It's the little things. A little goes a long way. Now, here's one I don't like at all because I'm really not good at it. And I've admitted this to you before. Get to bed at a regular time all the time. You've got to get sleep. And I'm getting better. I really am. This week, I'm pretty much on point. I'm getting to bed by midnight. Yes, I know that's a celebration. And I'm getting enough sleep. I'm waking up about 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I'm not quite there where, you know, the magic number is. But for my body, it's a magic number. So what is it for your body? When you just can go to bed and then wake up naturally and you feel your best, that's when you know I've gotten enough sleep now. Understand this, what you drink, what you eat has an effect on how you sleep. It all correlates. You can't look at one without the other. And so I know sometimes we talk, or I feel like we talk a lot about this, but it's the little things. You're in a different season now than when the last time you heard this. Seriously, I'm in a different season right now. Man, my month of May is jam-packed. And I'm like, I don't even know. I'm going to a conference next week. I'm taking you on the road. We're going to have fun. I'm going to meet new people, hopefully do some things for Create Your Now, and really begin to expand what we're already doing. And we've got some neat things up and coming on the second half of the year. But man, it makes my May just jam-packed. And I'm like, how am I going to handle all of this? Plus, we've got the TV show. And, you know, I'm telling you right now, doing a podcast is totally different than doing a TV show. I can do it. I love it. If you watched it, thank you so much for joining us over at pray.com. Yes, it's exclusive there. And so if you haven't seen it, go on over there. You can set up an account. It's free. And pretty soon, you're going to be learning more. There's going to be more opportunity for us to engage. And you can also join our family. Go to createyournow.mn.co. Lots of cool things happening. We're growing. We're expanding. And it's hard because, yes, literally, It's me and a few other people, and that's it. It's all within the family. I don't have a team of 20. And so when I'm looking at trying to do my everyday, man, if I don't get at least 4 hours of sleep, I'm in trouble. And if I really want to live and do what God wants me to do, of which he has laid out and said, Christiane, this is your calling and this is what you're supposed to do, I need to be getting my sleep. And so do you, so you can live out your calling. So get your sleep. Also, when you get your good sleep, guess what? Not only does your body have a chance to restore itself, to heal, it also lowers your cortisol levels. If you are always going in hyperdrive and you're always on the edge of glory, stressing yourself out, always on the go, I know I've lived that lifestyle for decades. I am guilty, guilty, guilty. If you can begin to inject getting enough sleep, then you're going to begin to change your body. And I know because this is a hard one for me. I just stumble on this all the time. I don't know why. I actually get a little more creative in the evening. Some people would say, just reduce it, change it up, do it in the morning. I'm like, it doesn't work that way. It's just the way I roll. And if you have ever written, you understand that. You know when your prime time is. And so sometimes, yeah, it is at 1 o'clock in the morning, but it's not good for my body. So I am making shifts. I am making changes. It takes time, but remember, a little goes a long way. How about this? Remember we were talking about our pantry? When was the last time you looked in your refrigerator? How colorful does it look? Not on the outside, but on the inside. Do you have fresh fruits and vegetables? We were having a few celebrations lately. We've got the white coat ceremony that happened a couple weeks ago, and then my son graduated. We've had people coming in and out, and it's just been awesome. And there's family announcements, and I will leave that for another episode and more stories there. But it's very interesting because I open up the refrigerator, and I see reds and greens and oranges and yellows and a little bit of pinks and reds, and I'm like, wow, it is beautiful in my refrigerator. That's what you want to be putting into your body. You want to be eating God's beauty. Vegetables and fruits are good for you. If you look at their color, they're vibrant. Go open up your pantry. It's all the same color. Kind of a golden yellow, a little washed out cream. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? You want to eat those bright, vibrant colors. Your body will love you for it. You've got to eat the whole foods. And while you do this, by the way, I want you to eat actually sitting down instead of snacking. Because it was interesting. I heard a survey somewhere, and I probably do not have the numbers exactly right. Again, this is me in motion. And it was like, we are spending more time snacking than we are actually eating a full meal sitting down. I am guilty as charged with that. I can be working and I just basically snack all day. So my body, there's no wonder it doesn't know what to do. It doesn't know if it's full, if I need more of something, because there's always something going in my mouth. Okay, maybe that's a little bit of a stretch. But you know, if I'm eating every 3 hours, that's snacking. I don't need to do that. Now I do intermittent fasting. And I do that basically every day. It's just my body and what I do. I do switch it up, as sometimes I may eat my first meal at around 10:30 or 11, or sometimes it's 1 or 2. It just depends. Depends on when I go to bed, when I last ate, the night before, what that all looks like. And I really don't eat a lot of things late at night. I don't. That I do have down pat. But think about when you eat and how you eat. Are you a snacker? Are you always on the go? Now, I say acknowledge that, but then you have to say, is it really good for my body the way I am doing it? So prepare your eating time. Sit down instead of snacking. Make it a meal, okay? And also your family will appreciate you being present with them instead of always in the kitchen or always doing something moving, all right? Here's another interesting one that I don't think we really think about it as healthy living. We don't equate it to it, but how much are you spending on your phone? Seriously. There's something in there that's called screen time. Have you turned it on? If you haven't, do it. Just watch it for a week and see how much you're actually on your phone. Let it track you for a little bit, and then you can turn it off. But it's amazing how quick those minutes add up. I think I've shared with you before, I know TMI, about being on the toilet, you take your phone with you. Okay, well, I won't tell you that story and I won't share it with you, but just go there and imagine it, right? We do not need to be spending so much time on our phones, because when we do that, what are we doing? Most of the time, we're not walking. Most of the time, we're not moving. We are sitting. We're being very still. My friend, God made our bodies to move. We are creatures of movement. And we're just not walking. And I don't know about you, but I feel like the tin man sometimes. I get up and I'm like, oh, I need the oil can. My joints just feel so, you know, rickety. And I'm like, I don't think my leg's going to move the right way. Or I sit the wrong way and I get my knee out of whack, or my hips like in the wrong position. And then my back, and you go on and on, right? You know. And then we think, oh, I'll just, you know, put a few, you know, ibuprofen in my mouth. I'll just take those and I'll feel better. Really? You're not treating the root cause. Think about it. So really limit your screen time. Do what you really need to do. Like for me, it's hard. My business and what I do involves a lot of screen time. With the TV show, I am on the computer. We are editing a lot. I'm in front of the camera. There's a lot of sitting. We're even trying to look at how I can move more. And so we're working on that. We're changing and shifting things around. But in all of that, I have to be aware of how much I am just doing nothing, and it's causing me to sit. And screen time does just that. Now, there are times that I am sitting and I'm really just vegging out. Not very often, but once in a while. And so I catch myself. I'm like, this is not good. I need to improve my mental and physical health. And so I need to put this away and get moving. Do jumping jacks or something. You know, walk around your yard. If it's raining outside, walk your own stairs if you have to, but get moving. Also, I want to throw this one in. We were talking about processed food. We were also talking about drinking sugar, especially added sugar. I want you to have less added sugar. Cut back on what disrupts your mind and body. Sugar is the worst in aging you. It's the worst. And so I don't care if it's your mind. I don't care if it's your physical body. If it's your looks, if you look in the mirror and you're like, gosh, these wrinkles, what's going on? Well, start thinking about how much added sugar you've had in. And I say added sugar. Now, some bodies, I don't know if it's yours or not, you still have to be careful with natural sugar, because you may just not be able to handle a lot of sugar. And that's okay. You just have to take the right approach to it and say, okay, I can have some sugar. Maybe I'll have it in the morning, so by the afternoon, I will have used it up and it doesn't just sit in my body and do nothing. Because yes, believe it or not, whether it's added or natural, it's gonna go to fat if you don't use it. So be conscious of that and what you're doing and how your body is reacting. But for the most part, less added sugar is best. So if you're staying away from that processed food, then right there, you've won the battle. I'm telling you right now, friend, less is more. A little goes a long way. Small changes can make the most significant impact on your health and your well-being. So incorporate the little things in life. And don't look at it saying, okay, I need to do all of this at one time. No, a little goes a long way. If you need to be drinking more water, then just add an extra glass of water every single day. Eventually, you'll be drinking 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. Woohoo! That is progress, and it's not going to feel like a lot. But if you try to do everything at one time, then I'm telling you, you're going to be like, oh, that's it, Christiane. I am done. I cannot do this. So take your pantry. Start going through it like I am. Take out the stuff. Look at the expiration dates. Man, if it's over a year and it's processed, especially if it's open, trash it. It's done. It's gone. You don't need it. And if you really do need it, you'll buy some more and it will be better for you. Because remember, what's making up that processed stuff? It's called chemicals. It's not all real food. Majority of it is chemicals, of which you can't even pronounce when you read the label. So if you can't pronounce it, Then do you think you want to eat it after it's been there for a year and opened? Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So trash it, get rid of it. But you know what? You don't have to do that all in one day. Don't freak out about it. Do it a little bit at a time. Take a couple weeks to really get it down to where you want and then start making a list. What processed foods allow you to still feel good? There are some things that do. Maybe it's a certain cracker for you. Maybe it's a pita chip or a certain wrap. Write that down. Make a list and says, this is my go-to for processed foods. And stop buying the rest of the junk. You don't need it. You may want it, but you don't need it. Wouldn't it be amazing that a year from now, if you were to eat right and you were to actually move more, how awesome you would feel? And guess what? It would add 5 to 10, sometimes 15 years to your life. Seriously. Because you would feel better. You know you would look better because you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, what happened to me? It's because you're not eating all these chemicals that your body's going, I got to have this because I just don't feel like I've eaten anything. And you eat the junk food and it just says, nope, haven't eaten anything. So you eat some more of it. Nope, still don't feel like I've eaten anything. Because your body cannot process the food properly. It numbs you out. And your body says, I can't do this. I need more of something. And you give it more of the wrong thing. A little goes a long way. So look at your stuff and what you're wanting to change. Little bits at a time. Take that pantry. Do it over the next couple weeks. Come on, summer is just around the corner. Now is the time to begin this March. You've got Memorial Day weekend coming up. May is Mental Health Month. There's a lot that you can do by just making these changes will totally impact your life and your family's life. Anybody who touches your pantry, anybody who opens up your refrigerator door or your freezer door. Our freezers should have good, solid proteins in them. Not things with lots of boxes. Guilty as charged. I don't have a lot of boxes, but I do have some frozen pizzas. You know, let's see. We can just say, fish sticks. I can think of, chicken nuggets, mini corn dogs. What else? Those are a few things I can think of. Now, I guess every once in a while. Now, I personally don't eat those. I do eat the pizza once in a while, but the other stuff I don't. But I do have them for my kiddos. Do they need to eat them a lot? No. So if you don't have them there, most likely they're not going to eat them either. Yes, you can have some go-to things that when you're tired, it's been a long week or it's been a long day and you just need some quick grab and go. That's all right because it's going to save you money doing it that way versus going out. And most of the time then you know because you can be specific about what you buy. When you go out, you're like, well, I don't really know what oil they process this stuff into. At least you know what it is when you're at your own house using it, deep frying it, air frying it, however you're doing it, you know how you're dishing it up. But if you begin to really binge on a little goes a long way, I promise you your life will be changed. I promise you. So what are you waiting for? Go out and live that healthy lifestyle. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.